So the Wheel of Cognitive Function is kind of a one-of-a-kind thing. I don't think your listeners will find it anywhere else. It's information organized based on 8 cognitive functions in the brain. And it talks about what those functions are responsible for, how they normally change in with age, but then how they can manifest if dementia is in play, how those changes become the symptoms of dementia. And it's very interesting in my own experience and in my help with others, I've noticed that there's interplay between breakdowns in different cognitive functions. And I find that the diagram is a really helpful way for me to get my clients to quickly understand and engage with information about cognitive living. And once people understand how the brain changes, it's so much easier to problem solve the situations that they're going through with their person living with dementia. When I came across that information, I felt like Helen Keller at the water pump. I mean, it was the whole key to a different way of caring for my father and a different way of helping other people care for their father or mother or spouse or sibling or neighbor for that matter. I mean, it really, that understanding, that knowledge, and the knowledge that's on the Wheel of Cognitive Function is the building block on which all the other information that I share is based. And it really is the beginning of that Teach a Man to Fish.
Yeah, well, and you break it down so nice in the book. You know, you talk about, you give examples of executive function from inappropriate behavior and problem solving, linguistics. A lot of times we don't really talk about that one. We talk about word loss, but we don't talk about that loss of thought kind of mid-sentence or needing more time to respond or a slower response or, you know, we hear about repetitive phrases. But there's many things that you break down for that whole wheel that I think people overlook and don't realize they're all kind of tied together. You also have what you call field assignments in here for journaling, which I think is fabulous too in terms of what signals are they seeing?
So the signals of cognitive decline, they fall into 8 categories. And when we can understand what is normal aging and what is potentially a sign of dementia, then we are, you know, best equipped to know how to proceed. Ignoring the signs of dementia, even though that's the easiest thing to do, it's the least helpful of things to do. So in the book, there's an assessment that it's really 30 questions, and it's those 30 questions are aimed at a specific signal that relates to one of those 8 cognitive functions. And it helps my readers, it helps my clients, it can help your listeners get a clearer picture on what is normal aging and what is not normal aging. The assessment allows people to think about these, 30 signals and to what extent they are or are not present in the person that they are thinking about, in their loved one, or even themselves. You can use the signals wheel and the signals assessment to help figure out if your own concerns about aging are founded or deserve more attention. You know, the stuff like, is it normal that I can't remember how to reset the clock on my microwave? Is it normal that I can't remember why I came upstairs when I get to the top of the stairs? Is it normal that I can't remember the name of the teacher who was my child's favorite high school teacher? You know, that sort of thing. So it helps a person get a real clear picture on if their changes are normal or not normal.
Okay. Well, and I think that makes a ton of sense.